Bill will now share a scripture with us.
Matthew 2, 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born, King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judea. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay homage. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road."
Thank you, Bill. Epiphany. It's come to mean an insight, a realization, a revelation, wisdom discovered, light breaking in. Today we remember Matthew's insistence that from the beginning, Jesus was meant for everyone. The good news was for all people, not just a chosen few. God's love and light embodied in the Christ child was for every person everywhere. All nations, all peoples coming to the light. And those strange, mysterious men whom we call wise men or magi somehow knew this was happening. Matthew writes they came from the east, maybe Babylon, maybe ancient Persia, maybe even beyond that, somewhere on the Silk Road. They came from places where scholars like them studied the stars and looked for meaning in the movement of the stars and the planets. They said they had seen his star at its rising and set forth on their long journeys to find him, leaving all that they knew behind. Tradition, legend, artwork over the years have imagined them representing different cultures and different peoples, not just Middle Eastern, but African and East Asian. These mysterious foreigners came to worship the new baby born King of the Jews, but their words threw King Herod into a panic. Herod was brutal, jealous, and paranoid. He had already killed his first wife and two of his sons when they threatened his power. The thought of a newborn prince that he knew nothing about, the thought that this might be the long-awaited Messiah, sent Herod into a frenzy of fear. He called in all the advisors, asking, "Where was the Messiah to be born?" And they pointed toward Bethlehem as a prophesied birthplace. Then he called in the Magi, the wise men, and questioned them to determine the child's possible age. And then, pretending to be pious, he begged them to go and find the child and come let him know so he could worship too. while he plotted murder. Surely this year, perhaps more than any year of our lives, we know something about jealous and paranoid leaders. We understand that Herod is always with us in human history. There are always some people who, in their brokenness and fear, will do anything to hold on to their power. What an irony it seems that this year, on the actual day of Epiphany, on January 6th, our Congress will meet in Washington, D.C. to confirm the vote. And there are people right now plotting ways to twist and subvert the votes, our votes, and stir up unrest and violence, seeking every way they can to win at all cost. So this week we wait and watch and pray as it unfolds. Surely this year we need this story, the story that shows us from the beginning Jesus was a challenge to all the principalities and powers of this world. That baby born in Bethlehem was and still is a threat to all powers of domination and control, to King Herod and his paranoid evil plans, to Rome and its false peace based on oppression and suppression, to all forces throughout time that seek to grind down and to silence and to destroy. Jesus the Christ, come to us as that child, is the answer to all the evil powers of this world. He did not come in power. He came in vulnerability and openness. He did not come with wealth and status. He came in the poor, one of the least of these. This baby, this child, is love revealed to us. Here is our hope. Here is the love that no power of evil can ever destroy. The wise men left Jerusalem and went toward Bethlehem. And the star appeared again, their vision of months long before. The star that had set them on their journeys appeared again to them. The light shone in the night, showing them the way, and they were overwhelmed with joy. That's the nature of joy. It comes to us. It overwhelms us. It breaks in, not based on the circumstances around us, not when everything is perfect, but in the midst of our struggles and our sufferings, within the brokenness and pain of life, joy breaks in. Joy overwhelms when we see the light in the night, when we realize that we're part of a mystery so much bigger than ourselves. We are surprised by joy. And when we follow the light, then we, with the Magi, find ourselves in the presence of Christ. And all we can do is fall on our knees and worship and open our hearts to give whatever gifts we have. So, my friends, do not be afraid. Not this year, not any year. The light comes again and again. The light comes to us. Love comes to us. Joy comes to us. We open our hearts. We give back what we can. We give who we are. And we learn to live our lives by another way, to walk by another road. In spite of all the world may try to do, in face of all the evil plots and plans of those who live out of fear and domination and hate, love is always here for us. The light always comes to us. We live in love. We live in light. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Hear these words from Jan Richardson. How the light comes. I cannot tell you how the light comes. What I know is that it is more ancient than imagining, that it travels across an astonishing expanse to reach us, that it loves searching out what is hidden, what is lost, what is forgotten, or in peril, or in pain, that it has a fondness for the body, for finding its way toward flesh, for tracing the edges of form, for shining forth through the eye, the hand, the heart. I cannot tell you how the light comes, but that it does, that it will, that it works its way into the deepest dark that enfolds you, though it may seem long ages in coming or arrive in a shape you did not foresee. And so may we this day turn ourselves toward it. May we lift our faces to let it find us. May we bend our bodies to follow the arc it makes. May we open and open more and open still to the blessed light that comes.